B-Pod Studios.
Is it naive to think that the fix has not been in on games?
All right, of what story, of all the conspiracy theorists, what's the story that you're thirsting to know?
Sports-wise?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Let me think about it, because there's a few that I have in my mind. Let me consider
and,
that.
And by the way, like, we're talking about something that went down in 03 through 07, right?
Yeah, 4 years.
Go back. Now, if you say what happened in the 70s with the NFL, there's all kinds of wild speculation.
Yeah, no question.
With those guys.
Yeah, you're right. And there's so many, conspiracy theories regarding different things just in the world that like I want to know what happened to JFK. You know what I mean?
Right.
610-632-0975. Paul in Doylestown's on the Fanatic. What's up, Paul?
Hey guys, this is Paul Martino. I'm Tommy's first cousin, and cuz you might remember, we made a movie about this called Inside Game. We asked you to come out on the set back in Atlantic City over the summer. Movie's finally going to be coming out in a couple months. But this article is highly accurate. I mean, I worked with Tommy, and we got the life rights from him to do the film, etc. This story is amazing, and I can't wait till you guys all get to see it on the big screen at some point. So, cuz, what can I tell you? I was an insider. I got to watch all this. Maybe one day we can get Tommy and Timmy and all to show up on your show. I'll bet they'd love that.
That'd be fascinating. That would be. So, when's the movie coming out?
So we're working on it right now. The whole process of getting the film distributed is a real difficult process, but it would be ideal if we can get this thing out around June the 7th, right during the NBA Finals, because one bad call, everybody's going to be talking about this again.
Oh, my God, yeah. Who are some of the stars in the film?
So Will Sasso plays Baba Batista. Will Sasso was in the Three Stooges remake. He was the guy who played Curly. Scott Wolf plays my cousin, Tommy Martino, who was on Party of Five. And a guy named Eric Mabius is the guy who plays Tim Donaghy. Wow. You'll recognize all three of those guys, even though they aren't super big names.
Oh, that's cool.
Wow.
I'm looking forward
to that.
It was funny, Paulie, because I was wondering what was going on, what was next for it. So I'm happy you guys are editing it and you got it done. It's in the can.
It is done. We got the final cut of it just last week. Great director named Randall Battenkoff. And, the producer, my buddy, is a guy named Michael Pierce, did The Cooler, the great gambling movie.
Yeah.
Which was a great movie.
I love that movie.
That's a great movie.
So he's my producing partner, Michael Pierce. And we've been at this for a couple of years, and we think we've got the best sports betting movie ever made. It's highly literate. It explains very complicated concepts around how they were head faking the lines, how they were moving the lines. These guys, at the height of the scandal, were moving $7 million a game. Can you believe
$7 million
a game?
How are they doing that, Paul? Like, how do you spread that kind of money around?
So Baba Batista's day job is a mover. Most people don't understand what a mover is. A mover is a guy who gets professional bets down for big bettors. So if you're a guy who wants to put $1 million in the Super Bowl, you don't go and call up MGM and go, I want to put $1 million down in the Super Bowl. You call up a guy like Batista, and he puts it down at 20 different books, 50 grand at a time. So if your day job is moving that level of bets, which is what Batista's day job was, you can start moving the lines 2, 3, 4, 5. That's how they got caught. The FBI saw that there was line moves going on, and there were no injury reports. And the FBI started getting smart. They're like, I don't understand. It's a regular season Thursday game. The line was 4 points. What in the world is going on here? It's because guys like Batista were moving $5, 6, 7 million a game.
They were line moving.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
And then all you do is look at, all right, what's the common denominator for these games? And it comes out Tim Donaghy, right?
That's right. That's right. And what's amazing, too, though, is Tim didn't actually make bad calls. In the big scheme of things, the FBI watched the tape of all of his games. Tim didn't really make bad calls in those games. He was largely exonerated from that. But he knew inside information about what ref didn't like which player, about what ref hopped on a plane from Phoenix to Denver for no apparent reason to referee a game. So he was basically using inside information, unreported bad blood between refs and players. That's how he was doing it. Most of the money they bet weren't on his games.
Wow.
Right.
Wow,
most of the money was better at other games.
Paul, what was the thing that made your jaw drop? The thing that like just stunned you?
So we talked to some of the FBI agents about this who watched the game tape. They went 32-3 against the spread in games that Tim did not officiate. Now, I don't know if you guys have bet much. 32-3 against the spread is pretty freaking good for games that he's not on the floor of.
That's Nostradamus.
That is a jaw-dropping stat.
That's Nostradamus.
Wow, 32-3. That is, it's all using this, all this information about, which is scary in itself that, you know, you have that level of bad blood between referees and certain players, right?
Yeah.
Like, the fact that they could go 32-3 just knowing the information is not good.
Yeah. So, anyway, like I said, we're going to have a good movie.
Oh,
it's
looking forward
drama,
to it.
Man. Sorry we couldn't get you out there Atlantic City when we filmed it. It would have been a lot of fun to have you there.
Hey, listen, keep us abreast, all right, when it comes out. We're looking forward to it, buddy.
Thanks,
all
Paul.
Right, till next time.
There he is. Wow, great information. Talk about timely. Right?
I remember they were doing. They were shooting a movie.
Wow. That's going to be a great
I
watch.
I couldn't get down. I was going to be an FBI agent.
Yeah. I always wanted to be an FBI agent.
Yeah. Me and my boy, Agent Gallo.
Yeah. You were going to be an FBI agent?
He's like, I'll get you into something. What do you want to do?
As you go FBI agent?
He casted me.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, out of the background, just as, you know. I
see more CIA. You look more CIA to me.
Yes.
You're an operative.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't tell you what I'm doing.
Right.
Where you at? Can't tell you.
No, I'll be honest with you. I've always been, that storyline, that plot line is my favorite. The CIA guys.
Oh, yeah. It's so glorious on film.
Like, in Narcos, the most of all the fascinating characters in that series, who is the most interesting?
Oh, it's all CIA guys.
The CIA guy with the beard, right?
Yep.
Who winds up, he's like, listen, man, like, don't worry about this stuff. And he had the Contras, and they basically he's fighting communism.
Yeah.
In Latin America.
And he's trying to help certain sides.
Right.
To get things done.
Noriega and that whole story.
Yeah, Manuel Noriega.
That whole storyline.
Wow. 610-632-0975. Agent Gargano. Agent Martinez with you. Right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, let's talk about the Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. That's right. Let's talk about the uncles. Oh, the uncles are the best. That's right. Uncle Greg and Uncle Paul. Right now, it's Ram Truck Month going on at Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. You can save thousands. That's right. Thousands on your favorite winter-ready Jeep 4x4s and Ram trucks. At Family, you choose. Drive home a new Jeep or Ram truck for $159 down or $159 a month. It's your choice. Only at Family, you get oil change, state inspection, and a loaner car at no charge. And at Family, your buying experience is always fun, fast, and friendly. The best service after the sale. Come on down to Philadelphia's original Jeep dealer. Family owned and operated for three generations. Uncles, that's right, Uncle Greg and Uncle Paul, they're going to take great care of you because you're more than a customer. Yes, your family in the Philadelphia Airport Auto Mall. Online anytime at familyautos.com. See dealer for details.
Earlier today with Gargano and Martinez.
That's the thing you hear. Just tell me when he signs.
Yeah.
Is that where you are?
Yeah, I am. That's where I'm at.
You're more thirsting over the Sixers back Thursday.
Basketball and NFL draft than Harper Machado.
Wow.
I would rather talk. What do you mean, wow? What's there to say?
Well, apparently.
There's nothing more to say.
Apparently, this thing's rounding third.
Okay. Well, when he crosses the plate sometime in the next, you know, 3 weeks, let me know.
But there's so much on my mind.
Not really.
What?
I'd much rather talk about the Sixers and NFL draft.
That show recap was brought to you by Dietz and Watson. Try their all-new Dietz Nuts protein-packed savory sausage snack. Learn more at DietzandWatson.com. Now, here are Anthony Gargano and Jason Martinez.
All right, little news of the day. I'll throw this in. And I'm kind of jonesing for a little Eagles talk. All right?
Yeah, I'm feeling the baseball. I'm with you now.
I'm not feeling. I can't. I need a couple days to pass until I get the Sixers back.
Yeah.
All right? I just want the Sixers to be back. I got Flyers lightning tonight. That's great. I need the Sixers back. But I'm really interested. This is going to be an interesting offseason. All right?
Big time.
So, Antonio Brown and Rooney met, and they both agreed that a trade was right for both parties. Shocker.
Yeah.
All right? So AB's like, you know, and AB's going out, and he's hawking himself.
Yeah, big time.
Right? Hit up my phone, he's saying.
He goes, if you're one of those teams out there with the camaraderie bad, the energy bad, the players haters, I don't want to play there. I don't want to go there. I don't want to waste my time. But he said, if your team got guaranteed money, they want to get to know me and work with me, tell them to call me. If your squad out there wants to win and your squad wants a hungry wide receiver who's the best in the world, someone hit my phone.
Awesome. Someone hit my phone.
Do you know what his new nickname, at least what he wants to be called?
Not Big Chest anymore. It's AB, right?
No, not AB, but as Mr. Big Chest.
Oh, that's what it is now? Okay.
He wants to be called Mr. Big Chest.
All right, good for
Mr. Big Chest. What's that mean?
What?
I don't know. He's sticking his chest out there. Wants to get traded. I don't know.
Mr. Big Chest.
You're out there all
so
chesty.
He doesn't want to be AB anymore.
Ah, jeez.
All right, so, but here's my question. Do you guys have any interest? He's going to be 31 when?
July. He'll be 31 on July 10th. The 5'10", 181 pound. I mean, his last, since 2013, this guy, unreal, Anthony. 1,499 yards and 8 touchdowns. 1,698 in 2014, 13 touchdowns. 1,834 yards receiving and 10 touchdowns in 15. 1,284 in 12. In 2016, 1,533 in 2017 for 9 touchdowns, and this year in 15 games, 1,297 yards and 15 touchdowns.
These are amazing numbers.
Oh, man.
Amazing numbers. Now, here's the problem. Can that continue? Like, he's doing this now when he's going to be 31. You know, and he wants big dollars.
Yeah. Guaranteed.
And he wants to win. I don't know how he's going to get that. I don't know how he's going to be able to go to a team, quench his thirst for big guaranteed money for the big chest, and still win.
Well, it's not going to be what you have to give up to get him. That's the part of the problem.
No, it's
what you have to pay him. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, I'll ask you, I'll give you three guys. Tell me if they have any interest. Do you want to do... the AB thing, don't sign Carson for another year and go in now, pay AB front-loaded year, and go in with AB and Alshon Jeffrey. Whew. Do you go get Le'Veon Bell? Do you trade Foles in a three-way deal like that David Carr threw out, and you get LeSean McCoy?
The Bills get Leonard Fournette.
Right.
The Jaguars get Nick Foles. And the Eagles end up with LeSean.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to get more for Nick Foles than that, I don't think. All right, so would you do any of those three scenarios?
Well, one of the things with that scenario, though, is, okay, now you're trading Foles, so your franchise tag him to trade him. And therefore, is Shady McCoy better than a third-round pick? The compensatory pick in the 2020 draft? That's what you got to ask yourself.
That's a good question.
What's the difference?
That's a good question.
You know? So that's part of the equation that I have to consider.
No, and here you go. Now, would you take a flyer on Le'Veon Bell?
No. I don't go Le'Veon Bell. Because the running back drop-off, and he hasn't played for a year, Anthony.
I got to interrupt. Jeff Passan. Manny it's Machado happening. Has agreed to a deal with the San Diego Padres.
Whoa.
League sources tell ESPN.
Wow.
No details yet on the contract, but I know the other day it was 8 years. That was one of the rumored
Manny
deals.
Manny Machado.
To the Padres.
To wow. the Padres.
Now, a lot of those reports where Manny Machado has just come down to whoever's going to give him the most money.
And what was the deal?
Well, the other day I saw 8 years for, I think it was around $290.
Whoa.
Now, I know he was looking for 300 and said, I'm not going to sign unless I get 300.
Okay, so this is interesting, too.
The Padres.
All right. So that also means that Harper could happen soon.
Yes.
Well, the first domino's falling.
Listen, the fact that Machado signs is a huge deal. But here's something interesting. You know, there was always a faction of these media guys that said Machado was the Phillies' first choice.
Saw that yesterday, as a matter of fact, that he was still the number one choice.
That, like, I never understood that because I was always under the assumption that it was Harper who was. Now, I know that the big man wants Harper. Now, there was some talk that maybe the Phillies' front office wanted Machado. I never subscribed to it. Now, Jim Salisbury was on the show, if you remember, about a week and a half ago, and Jim said Machado was the apple of their eye.
Hmm. Well, if they wanted Machado, they must have gotten outbid for him to go to the San Diego Padres. That's crazy. Yeah, the report that John Heyman had it the other day, too, $250 million for 8 years. About 8 years would be what they were offering.
Well, I guess if you're the Padres, you don't have the Chargers anymore as a competition. You're the only game in town.
Yeah, no, you're right.
So if you're the Padres, you own your whole city. You might as well go for it, right?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Your local TV package is going to be worth a fortune, your local media package.
Yeah, Heyman also reported that the belief was that Machado preferred to be on the East Coast and not on the West Coast. Very interesting. Okay, but so the first shoe was dropped.
You know what's funny? That's not a great home run ballpark.
No. And that's like that team can financially.
That's bizarre.
They just wrapped up a lot of money in a guy. Can they build around him? Wow. So Jeff Passan reporting that Manny Machado, he says, breaking free agent star Manny Machado has agreed to a deal with the San Diego Padres. League sources tell ESPN. We'll wait for further confirmation on or speculation what the deal actually is money-wise. So if it's $250 and for 8 years, that puts Harper in that 310 range for 10.
Yeah.
And now Boris has the number to beat.
If they come away and there is no Harper, I'm going to be so mad at baseball.
I'm done. I'll be so angry.
Right?
I'll be forlorn.
But if they turn around and the Phillies don't get Harper?
I'll be... What if the Harper went to the
Padres?
They
got to get him.
What if Harper went to the Padres, too, and the stupid money was on the West Coast all along?
Well, it was interesting because Harper to the Padres was a rumor, too.
Yeah, that was... As a matter of fact, it says that was their first... They made a bigger offer to Harper, did San Diego, than they initially did to Machado.
All right, the Phillies have had to... they have to have outbid everybody else.
Well, you would think so.
I mean, everybody's talking. Every one of these baseball guys, these baseball reporters, have said that Harper is the guy, right? Like that they have, the Phillies are the front runner.
Yeah.
Buster, Bob Nightingale.
Bob said, I saw somebody tweeted a DM exchange he had with Bob Nightingale and asked if the Phillies would get Harper. What chance do they have? And he said 99%.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, he's been resolute. I'm going to check Bob's Twitter right now and see.
This coming in from Mark Feinsand, MLB Network insider. He says that the contract for Manny Machado, 10 years, $300
million. Wow, okay. Oh, the market's it's a little higher than people said.
10 years, 300?
That's according to Feinsand.
Wow.
Well, I hear Nightingale's reporting Manny Machado has signed with the Padres, as referred to first by Jeff Passan. They offered an eight-year deal worth at least $240 million to $280 million last week, and no one topped it. So we're getting conflicting reports. That was just tweeted by Bob
but
2 minutes
that's
ago.
That's not the details. That was what they offered him. So I haven't seen anyone else put out the actual details yet.
Interesting.
I'm curious if the Phillies are the only suitor for Harper.
Well, one thing that Heyman did report, he said, one interesting dynamic to the Harper Machado market. Three prime teams have shown interest in both stars. The Phillies, the Padres, and the White Sox. Phillies have been confident they'll land one of the stars, but at least one of those three teams will be shut out because there's only two players.
I can't see Harper going to the White Sox.
Mm-hmm. I didn't see Machado going to the Padres.
No, but I can't see.
I thought that was Boris BS.
Rosenthal confirming 10 years, $300
million. Wow.
10 years, $300 million. $300 million for Machado. That's outrageous.
Oh, my goodness. All right, so
30 a year, 10 years.
All right.
What's he going to be like in year six?
Bob Nightingale
on that contract
just tweeted, the Padres simply outbid everyone and got their man. Now, the Phillies will be focusing solely on Bryce Harper. All right, so the first shoe was dropped, and maybe that was the clog all along. This was a stare down between the two agents.
Well, look.
And who was going to sign first? $300 million for 10 years, not bad.
Yeah, if you're Manny Machado, you can't cry. If Harper gets 310, you're walking away with 300.
Yeah.
300 million.
Again, Manny Machado to the San Diego Padres.
Wow.
Now the East Coast needs to be fulfilled here. We can't have all three huge stars out on the West Coast with Harper, Machado, and
Trout.
And Trout. We need some East Coast love.
Did you see Mike rip baseball too?
Yeah, he did. I was very surprised to see it. He said he spent all winter being asked if Bryce Harper is signing with the Phillies or whether he'll be coming as a free agent in 2 years. Then he basically said, I was asked about when I'm joining the Phillies every day.
I love that. People ask him every day if you're going to join the Phillies.
Mm-hmm. You got to be tired of it.
They got to get Harper, right? This has got to happen now. This has to happen today.
Well, I don't know that it is, because now, what does Boris know? There's one man standing.
Mm-hmm.
Boys, buck up. 310? Uh-uh. How about 350? 365?
Oh, my God.
Yeah? He's in a more power position now than he was before. Just because the market is set, now that the Phillies are...
But there's got to be pressure on Harper, though. Maybe not today, but at least by tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's got to be able to. They can't drag it on any further.
Yeah,
wow. There's already pressure from every. Now that he signed, Machado signed. Harper's got to be close next because he can't draw this out any further.
Well, full squad practices are taking place down in spring training, and
right.
Yeah, it's time now. We're up against it now. It is the biggest free agent contract in the history of American sports.
300, Manny Machado.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? Like, think about this for a second. Just think about the economics for a second. That Manny Machado gets $300 million, and it's guaranteed. Every dime is guaranteed.
Yep.
And you got NFL guys that make a pittance of that.
Brady.
Right, like
the best,
proven, and the NFL is, you know, infinitely bigger than baseball.
Yeah, and a guy like Brady's making half, 15, 16 million, some bonuses in there too. He does that because he wants to surround the team. And,
okay, but, like,
but yeah, you're right.
I mean, look at the top NFL salaries. You know,
yeah. No, you're absolutely right. It's incredible.
I mean, the disparity between sports and the interest in the sport is mind-boggling.
Yeah, it really is.
It's mind-boggling that baseball can afford to sign the Padres of all teams.
I didn't see that.
That the Padres can afford a $300 million deal.
Wow. Crazy. The NFL, I'm looking this up, in 2008, brought in $13 billion. Trying to look at what baseball brought in that time. That's insane. Now, obviously, there's more players on the roster and the NFL, the whole thing. But
yeah, but listen, what Major League Baseball brings in is your local your local TV media package.
Yeah. Let me see. I'm trying to find it.
So the Padres, listen, you're the Padres. You know, it's not Los Angeles, but still, you're the only game in town.
Yeah. $14 billion for the NFL, which is over $900 million more than they made the season before, and an increase of $6 billion in revenue since 2010.
That's amazing, baseball, man.
Baseball brought in $9.46 billion in revenue, up 4.8% from the prior season when they made a total of $9.03.
Wow. Wow.
Wow, that is incredible.
$300 million.
Sponsorship revenue in the NFL, $1.32 billion. Baseball, $892 million. Crazy. Well, Machado got paid. Now the Harper watch is in full blown.
There it is.
Like, where is Harper?
To answer your question, Anthony, about where is he at year six, he has a fifth year opt out.
Oh, he does.
Yes.
Of course. So he can opt out.
Isn't it amazing?
And like, then sign another one.
Does he get to sign a $300 million contract? He has an opt-out clause of that $300 million. Like, think about that for a second. The chances of him in 5 years, I don't know. What's money going to be worth in 5 years?
Well, I mean, think about it.
That sport.
It's going to keep going on.
Is it? In that sport?
Nothing ever goes backwards, does it?
No, but is there a threshold? Look, at some point, boxing started to die.
Lost its cachet.
You remember, some of the deals.
Oh, look at him, like Mayweather, where he was getting paid. It's incredible. Go back to Tyson, and those purses were enormous, $30 million.
So, I don't know. I mean, will baseball ever wither?
Well, the question is if there's a strike or something like that, do they put a salary cap in place or term limit on deals?
I can't have ever seen putting a cap in place.
Because the players
luxury tax is one thing.
Let me ask you something. Is Machado going to the Padres bad for baseball?
Yes.
It's not New York.
Yep. It's not Chicago.
Why is it bad for baseball?
Anything on the West Coast is not as...
Well, not just West Coast.
Mind's eye.
I mean, if Trout's on the Dodgers...
Oh, it's way bigger deal.
Than with the Angels.
Yeah. Well,
Machado with the Padres is not as big as Machado with the Yankees.
Yeah, but Machado on the Padres, the thought is that all the free agency becomes one-sided because all free agents want to go play for the Yankees. What it does is it now equalizes talent.
So it spreads it across the league and gives a reason to watch them?
I think it's good for baseball.
I was just thinking of marketing because you don't really market San Diego.
Yeah, but they were always a have-not. They were a small-market team. That a small-market team is able to spend $300 million on a player is obviously good for the sport.
Only if they can surround him and win. Otherwise, he just sits there and gets paid $300 million and loses a lot of games.
Yeah, you know.
Because you need pitching. Are they going to be able to... Do they have a financial plan to take care of all that?
They actually have some young talent.
Yeah, I mean, but look at like a city like Pittsburgh. They've always developed great young talent and had to let it move on. Because they couldn't afford to keep it.
Yeah, but they just spent $300 million. They can afford it.
Yeah, but did they exhaust their whole payroll is the thing. Like Middleton, you can spend $300 million and keep going.
I don't know. If you're the only sport in a city, no matter how small the market is.
They're trying to capitalize.
They're the only. The Chargers are gone. So that whole city is about the Padres.
Who have stunk.
If you want to advertise... And your business, and you want to attach yourself to a professional sports franchise outside of soccer. The Padres are the only game in town.
Yeah,
they also have a decent middle of the lineup with Hosmer, Myers, and now Machado. Those are the three highest paid guys.
They got that kid Reyes too.
Yeah, you were talking about him yesterday.
Yeah,
he's a
young stud. That kid Reyes.
Well, one domino has now fallen, Anthony. Manny Machado. 10-year deal for $300 million to the San Diego Padres. What does that mean for Bryce Harper? What does that mean for the Phillies? 610-632-0975. That's the number. We'll talk about it. I got to tell you about FanDuel because if you're like me, we all think we know the result all the time. We were talking about it earlier. Whether it's the NBA, NHL, NFL, now Major League Baseball on its way as well. FanDuel Sportsbook has you covered. You can sign up and place a risk-free bet up to $500 on any game. And if you lose, FanDuel Sportsbook will refund your bet up to $500 in site credit. FanDuel has tons of other awesome promos, which happen all the time. I take advantage of many of them. How about odd boosts, bet insurance, special bonuses, and more? And there's tons of sports to choose from as well. FanDuel, they offer some of the most competitive lines around. Like the Sixers against Miami Thursday, the return of the NBA. Well, I can't wait to see them back in action as well, just like Ant. Who are you taking? Don't forget, you can place a $500 risk-free bet on any sport or game when you use my code Jason. So download the app, bet from anywhere in New Jersey. You can also go to FanDuel.com/NJ and use my code Jason there as well. Make your first bet. If you lose, FanDuel Sportsbook will give you a refund in site credit up to $500. You must not have previously placed any wager using your FanDuel Sportsbook account. Refund issued to site credit. Must wager amount equal to site credit before winnings can be withdrawn. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to FanDuel.com/NJ for terms and conditions.
This is crazy.
Wow.
You know, maybe Jay Wright can help. Jay's coming up at 1:15, and he's a big Phillies fan.
I paid Jay Wright $30 million.
Jay's
10 years.
Jay's a big baseball man. Maybe he can help Harmer
today. I got to read you this tweet. Kevin Stoltzfus goes, I don't care how much Phillies fans would rather have Harper over Machado. We're now 0-1. We have to get Harper. He's right.
Yeah, because are you going to deal? We just went through this soap opera, and to come away empty is, look, we all agreed that their offseason has been tremendous. You know, you come away with Robertson, you're coming away with Realmuto, you got Segura, you know, I mean, and that, even McCutchen, like, that's a quality offseason.
Yeah.
Except if you get no Harper, it's not going to feel like that.
Yeah, but Scott Boras right now, by waiting it out, now has the hammer. He's got Matt Klentak and John Middleton by the grapes. Yeah. And now he's going, hey, I'm a guy's really not that sure about playing there in Philly. He doesn't want to face against his old former team in the Nationals. You know, make him a little bit more worth his while. He's, you know, he doesn't really want to rub it in the Nationals' face for a decade.
Right.
You know, it's not his preference.
I mean, it's not out of the question.
Because now Boras and the thirst of a fan. Because like I said, Anthony, if neither sign here, and one's gone already, Machado, if neither sign here, it feels like we lost something, even though we never had it.
Yes.
Because we've heard all these guys from Bob Nightingale and John Heyman and Ken Rosenthal and Buster Olney, who bet his farm 16 times. Does he still live on the farm? Or has that been repoed yet?
It's a dairy farm, by the way, in Vermont.
Okay, well, we're not going to get milk from there anytime soon. But
think of Vermont cheddar.
But what they
from
all
Buster's
said
farm
is that, oh, the Phillies thing, that it's going to happen. That's, they're not only the front runner, but it looks like, boom. And if it doesn't, A, all those guys lose credibility, because that's what they've been reporting. And even though things look like that, this fan base is going to be unfollowing a lot of baseball beats, guys on the MLB beat. You know what I mean? And there's going to be some hate to those guys. And there'll be hate that goes to the Phillies.
Go ahead, Chase. Go ahead, give it to Heyman.
Well, here's the thing, though, too. Like, guys are going to give it to the Phillies.
My blessing.
If they don't land one of these guys. But it's not on the Phillies, in my opinion. Unless we come to find out that they tried to lowball them. You know, but it's not on the Phillies because they don't hold the decision.
Yeah.
It's Boras and ultimately Harper,
mm-hmm,
who make the decision on where he plays.
That's right.
What I know now is Scott Boras looks for one thing, and it's leverage. And he's got it in spades right now. He's got all the leverage. One guy standing,
but again,
it's his guy.
But Middleton already said, like, we're going to spend stupid money, so, you know.
But there's an end game to, you know, and don't think that Boras doesn't know that.
Ultimately, Harper has to want to play here.
That's the key. And we don't know that he does or does not. Maybe they've just been using the Phillies all along to drive up a number somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
If we find out that Harper signs for 310,
God forbid,
but the Phillies offered 330 and he didn't want to play here, well, then when he comes to town, he's going to hear about it.
Is he going to care?
No.
What's he care about?
He's going to wipe his tears away with a hundo.
Yeah. Kidding me?
You know what I mean?
He's going to hear about it. Yeah. So what?
610-632-0975. You just said Jay Wright will join us at 1:15. And let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Dustin in Allentown on the Fanatic. What's up, Dustin?
Yeah, what's up, buddy? I was driving home from school and I saw the report for Machado. I am so glad, to be completely honest, that he made this deal, but they must have suckered him into it somehow, because I don't think that he made the right decision. I think he made a terrible call going out west.
I mean, you can't. Any decision that involves a payday of $300 million is not a bad one.
Exactly right. And I'm torn, because I'm glad that we don't have him on the East Coast anymore. He would have been great for us, but, you know, he's just a jerk. You know, Baltimore was booing him out of the stadium. You know,
yeah, but let's be real. Now, look, I prefer Harper, But let's be real. If you walked away with just Machado, I mean, you're not crying, right?
No, I'm not crying.
Yeah.
And the people that, you know, the guys we've picked up already, you know, we're fine with it. Harper's going to be, in my opinion, a much better option if we can get him.
I mean, $300 million. It's outrageous, yeah. Probably. It's Dustin. It's outrageous, man.
Well, is it outrageous? Because Dennis Lynn, Anthony, who is the Padres executive chairman, Ron Fowler, with this quote, Dennis Lynn tweeted it out, who covers the Padres. We do not have a deal. We are continuing discussions. Dennis Lynn writes for The Athletic. He's a Padres reporter. And that is a quote from the Padres executive chairman. We do not have a deal, referring to the deal about Manny Machado. We are continuing discussions. Now, is that waiting to pass a physical?
Well, Rosenthal followed up with that, saying this is likely semantics. Machado has not passed a physical, and the two sides have not finalized language, but they are in agreement on financial terms.
All right.
So maybe somebody spoke too soon, but...
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Well, I'll tell you what, if it's not a deal, and Ryan Connect on Twitter says, are baseball beat writers now the new weathermen? Tomorrow will be 60 and sunny, and Harper signs with San Fran. Go all in, Phils! Wow.
Oh, that's right.
Let's go to Troy and Margate on the Fanatic. What's up, Troy?
Hey, guys. How you doing? All right, two things. The Padres mark it down. They will regret that contract, but I don't want to focus on Machado. The Mike Trout, in 2 years, if reports out of Anaheim is he's starting negotiations to renew his contract out there. That doesn't look good for Philadelphia. If he starts to negotiate out there, what are your thoughts on that? We can only speculate, but why is he even entering negotiations? Because when they throw a figure out there, it's going to be the largest figure in the history of baseball.
Yeah, Tim, we're making this assumption that Mike Trout, because he goes to Eagles games and was at the Sixers game a week and a half ago, wants to come play baseball in Philadelphia.
And, well, bingo. Yeah, I agree.
But there's also some chatter from people in the know that he does not want to come back. He's tremendously loyal to the Angels, A. And B, if he comes home, imagine the pressure that goes on Mike Trout.
Oh, my God. I mean, he already talks about it, Troy, that he gets asked every day.
Yep.